coverage or been on the radio or anything like that? Okay. Are you using that in your marketing? Okay. All right, so Daryl, what kind of coverage did you get?
Usually once a month, now it's about every 2 to 3 months, I do a radio show.
Okay.
Home Improvement Show, I'm a guest on that.
All right, what's the name of the Home Improvement Show?
The Home Improvement Show.
It's amazing. How clever is that, you know? Who would have ever thunk that? So, featured on the Home Improvement Show. What does that say about Daryl's company when he has that listed on in his marketing? Talk to me. He's an expert in his field. You can be. He can be trusted. They trust him to put him on the radio. That's the scary part of the internet right there, that any loser in a basement with a Twitter account can be an expert. But the thing is this still works, especially if it's a radio show and it's not some, you know, some loser in a basement. Okay. All right. Let's see. Referred by, list the type of referral sources and individuals that refer you exclusively. Example, Zig Ziglar Corporation. What about in your industry, who is a sort of an expert or someone, a type of industry person that would people would look and say, yeah, wow, they're referred by that type of person. What would that be for your industry? Anybody? Yes, sir. Okay.
And so they're established, Bank Clean 56 years in business, yep. And Softwash Systems now 23. And so that co-branding helps our legitimacy.
Yeah, and so and those two, since they're not recognized necessarily by the average consumer, you would need to explain a little bit, but you could certainly do that. And I've done that over the years as well. So good example, okay? I'll give you some examples from our service company. Some of the area's top interior designers, realtors, and floor covering experts refer our services exclusively. So I'm thinking, okay, I have an interior designer that I work with. I'm thinking, okay, if the people who sell the flooring are recommending these people, and then they make the connection that, wow, it was a flooring person that referred me. It was an interior designer that referred me. It was a realtor that referred me, which is our top three referral types. Remember the top three referral types from yesterday? So when you start working those, and then this is in your message, there's a tie-in there. Does that make sense? All right, cool. Let's see here. We got to understand the benefit of trust. And I want to teach you something about marketing that's really, really cool. It's called the benefit of the benefit. What's the benefit of working with a company with a great reputation? Somebody help me with this one. Okay, social proof. All right, what's the benefit of that? What's that?
They don't want to lose their reputation. It's important that they continue to provide that level of service.
Yeah, what's the benefit to the consumer? Okay, peace of mind is the ultimate benefit. What's the benefit of peace of mind?
They get to live in life.
No worries, I get to live in life. What's the benefit of that? Yeah, I mean, we can just turn on the happy song. Because I'm happy. No, we won't go there. But anyway, yes, right? But we never talk about the benefits. We just talk about the feature. We just talk about the what. We don't talk about the why. We don't talk about why it's important, right? So what's the benefit of your reputation being trustworthy?